முன கேக்கே சா முன 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 கேக்கே சோலரம் 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 அனக்கும் மனிஸ் அனப்பனிஸ் சோலனி சியும் சாயங்காலி சியும் மேரா ஹாப்பி பிரியா கம்போனான் ஜாவுடி மதோ
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
loca, kata kata mereka.
Mungkin hidup ini memang begini, dan waktu berlalu, dan
jadi milikku. saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan niatku, jangan remehkan
apa, Bar? Mau nembak gue lagi lo ya? Iya, Bar, gue mau kok.
Ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kaswami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kaswamis. Kaswami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Askempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Askempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Askempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of Askempol Pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Boy listeners, speaking of Askempol Pleret, after this we will come to the lunch break. Especially for those of you who are working, learning, and maybe going outside, do some work related outside, you can always go outside and eat Askempol Pleret if you want for your lunch. And so, for a listener, after this, we will listen to a song from Hindia with Kita Kesana. Speaking of Kita Kesana, where would you want to go? If you have your destination that you want to go, you can maybe send it through our social media account and maybe let's have a little conversation in it. So make sure to send it through our social media Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok at VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And here is Hindia with Kita Kesana.
Besok sisa sengsara, belum pulang kau pun di sini. Temani diriku, kita bersandiwara bicara tak semestinya. Walau kita tahu nyatanya semua tak baik saja. Ada masanya kita mencuri ruang dan waktu, walau pasti berlalu. Biarkan saja kita kesana. Di ujung cerita untuk 5 menit coba kau mengambil alih dunia.
Listener, after this, you will listen to your feature entitled Karinding, only on Voice of Indonesia, and this feature will be here to accompany you for today's segment of Indonesia Today's Morning Session with me, Ray, and will be continued by my colleague, Unika. So, make sure to always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia and tune in to our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital. And if you want to send messages, you can send it through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. And our WhatsApp number, +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for your listener. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon, Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Ranting aren, aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang.
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Kulit, cara jemurnya juga lama. Jadi kalau bambu, mudah. Bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering. Setahun, tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun, baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemari lah gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, loba bayarun. Astaghfirullah, loba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, loba nungontrog. Astaghfirullah, aya kolektor. Santos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus mencarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku jatuh cinta, tetap taman biasa. Bila memang tak yang kau rasa, sudikah kau menunggu hingga tiba waktunya? Aku tahu kata-kata tak akan cukup bermakna untukmu, takkan sanggup kemana. Bila memang kau jatuh cinta.